This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Talking about the game last night with our man Eddie Gonzalez there during the commercial break, we might as well just get right back into the conversation. We were talking about that last look that Keegan had, and Eddie, it felt like Keegan went from a great look at a three to win the game to a fairly tough look on a three to win the game the way Minnesota played that.
Yeah, you got to credit them, right? I think it was Ant and Nas, right? Mm-hmm. Who were like the double closeout, completely abandoned Domas. I think I watched it a few times to see if there was a chance to make that pass to Darren right away. And that's like some quarterback anticipate he'll be open on that and that type of stuff. And I'm looking and it's like, oh, I can see how he didn't see him that second he flashed open and all of that stuff. So it's easy to second guess that stuff. We're talking about 5 seconds and then 2 seconds to say, oh, Keegan Murray can catch that and make a touch pass to Domas. Domas sitting by himself under the basket, but 2 seconds is 2 seconds, man. So you got to kind of tip your hat off to the Wolves. You like the play design, and then you'll probably see that again for the end of the year and probably get a good shot, maybe even a make out of it. I can't believe he got as close as he got. So close games, man. Somebody has to lose a close game. Unfortunately, last night it was the Kings.
Yeah, man. I that play specifically, a great play design. Got a good look for Keegan. When he pump faked and had Nas in the air and did a little sidestep, I said, "Oh, he about to get a real good look off." And shout out to the awareness of Anthony Edwards. You know, he's I'm gonna go leave where I'm at, leave the guy that I'm helping with. There's not enough time for another pass. I'm gonna go out there and contest it, and completely blew up the entire play. And that's a credit to him. That's a credit to that T-Wolves coaching staff. But that's not one you even necessarily like coach up. That is Ant being aware of the situation, being aware of what's going on, and using his instincts. And that was a good play by him, man. Good play.
Yeah, winning play by one of the best players in the world, and that's what you expect. I mean, he took over late. It's funny because he missed a tough shot. You know, made a couple tough ones too, and missed a tough shot, and thought the Kings had a chance. What'd you guys think of the 2-for-1 with De'Aaron? Like, what did you think about that situation? Because that was one where it was like, when he's dribbling up the court, I can see it spinning. I'm like, oh, he's gonna go for it, but it was so close to that little gap, and I guess in essence it worked because they did get another shot. But maybe you spend 10 more seconds, you actually get a better shot. You get a make, you find something better, you get to the line, and yeah, you give the Wolves a shot with 10 seconds to go, but you're also up. Like, what did you guys think about that? Because that was the one that kind of got me. And also, it was a loose ball. I got tipped. It was like, you know, you lose 3 seconds doing that, and all that stuff adds up. But I just remember the shot feeling really awkward.
I liked it. I liked the – you got a wide-open look. I was for the 2-for-1 situation. I know it was a little tight. I know it was a little tight for the 2-for-1, but –
Most teams don't run the clock all the way down to the end. You, like, if you doing that, you're almost ensuring yourself you're going to get another decent possession out of it.
Yeah. They had two timeouts at the time, so you
– Yeah, with the timeouts, I think it's different. And again, it worked. They had 2 seconds. They had an extra possession. It did what it was. I think he just, like – he teetered just on the line. And again, loose ball situation after made it worse. Like, obviously, you lose time in that But, I mean, that's a shot he takes and he makes all the time. You want him to take that, and in the ideal world, he makes it and you get a stop and the game's over.
I probably want him to attack the basket a little bit more. Get to the line. You know what I mean? Like, see what happens there as opposed to the mid-range. But he got a good look. That's a shot he makes a lot of the time. So, and it was on. It just back rim. That's all.
Yeah. I mean, look, again, close game, tough game. Even explosive performances on the other side of the court. And that's probably where the real story
Julius
is.
Beat our ass, man. That was the problem.
Man.
And he gave it to everybody. Like, it was – y'all know me. I love to come on here and be like, man, Domas needs to be better defensively. And he got his share. He got his share from Julius last night. But he gave that to everybody who got in front of him. He hit some threes. He handled the ball well. He bullied that whole team. And we talked about this – what was it, last week or a couple weeks back? But there is a fit there for Julius Randle. And, like, don't forget how good a basketball player he is. And unfortunately, Kings found out last night – the hard way.
They always.
But I think a lot of teams are going to find out.
Julius. They always find out when the Kings play Julius. My goodness, he see that purple and black, and he turned into, like I said, prime Charles Barkley out here. It's crazy.
Yeah, it was. That's an interesting team to watch. I mean, you always had the Rudy Gobert conundrum. I think they also had to deal with the Mike Conley situation where. Up until now, it's like, hey, you have an adult in the room to run that point. But as we saw in that fourth quarter, you got an adult in the room. We got number five as well. So I'd be very curious to see how they handle that going down the stretch of the season. They'll take their time. Obviously, they just made a deep run. They know these are guys that's who we're rolling with. But I don't know if there's a world where he comes off the bench where Anthony Edwards is handling the ball full time. If Dante DiVincenzo supplants him, he had his moments yesterday. He had it's a guy like Dante. It's cool he has his moments, but it doesn't mean he can guard De'Aaron Fox or DeMar DeRozan with all the chips on the board. So he also got some buckets dropped on his head too. So it's gonna be interesting watching that team. It's gonna be very interesting.
I'm confident that was your second time watching Minnesota. What did you think of the Lakers and how that first matchup went? Is that legit? Is that the Los Angeles Lakers, or did they just have a nice little outing?
I thought it was interesting that going back to Gobert, a lot of people were talking about, oh, Ant lit him, AD lit him up, but like the numbers don't back that at all. Neither did my eyes. He got a lot of money outside of Rudy. They got a lot of offense rebounds outside of Rudy having to contest shots because guys are giving up runs to the rim and stuff like that. The Lakers, I mean, they're playing last year. I feel like they look like a play-in this year. They didn't really patch so many of their holes up so much as saying, well, we got Bron and AD, you know, we'll be fine. I think for the Lakers fans and then the Lakers haters, I think Rui Hachimura is probably the guy you want to watch all year long, because if he's going to be as aggressive and attacking and his jumper is going to be as alive as it was in that first game, yeah, there's something there. If he's going to be Rui we've watched for some years and he's going to be inconsistent, then that obviously changes that as well. I think the backup center situation for them is going to be a thing too. Like Jackson Hayes looked fine that night, but I don't think he's the guy you're going to go down with the ship either. I had a tweet about LeBron. I was like, well, I can't believe we're on 22 years of him being a above average basketball player, NBA player. People were like, what? Why would you say above average? He had 16 on 16 shots. Like, he had some rough moments. Anthony Edwards was attacking him in the isolation, and was seeking him out. I love LeBron. I think LeBron's the GOAT, but, you know, he is about to be 40 years old. He's been playing for 22 years. I don't know how long the expectation could be 25, 7, and 7 forever. And he had moments, a great crossover, nice layup. He had a travel. It was a nice layup. He obviously got to play with his son. A lot of great moments, but everything rests on how great LeBron can and can't be, and I don't feel like you can hold it against him at this point if he's just a 20-point guy, right?
Right.
Were you one of the people – sorry, Casey. Yeah. Were you one of the people who hated that moment? I think one of your homegirls hated it.
Man.
Shout out to my old colleague,
man.
Michelle Beadle. I think sometimes he's just not the right messenger for your message. I don't think it's – out of bounds to call it contrived or whatever, like whatever word you want to use. But even in the most pessimist way of looking at it, it was still cool to see. Like, it was still cool to look on the court and be like, that's really LeBron James Jr. Like, what am I looking at right
now? That's crazy, yeah.
I think, and it's a longer convo, I think, you know, for that group, for that family, for that agency, for all of the powers that be that are a part of this, there's a world where they let it play out and maybe Bronny goes to a mid-major and he plays his way into being a real prospect. Hey, look at all ages.
I think sorry for the radio audience. We had a little run in to see Eddie there.
I think there's a world where Bronny plays himself into being a real prospect, and maybe that takes a year, maybe that takes 2 years, and the moment is quote unquote better and more earned or whatever you would say. But I still thought it was great. I think it's incredible that they could put that together. I hope he develops into a very good NBA player or whatever his future is. But a little bit of skepticism to say, hey, they manufacture a little bit of this moment, I don't think that's unfair. Like, mm-hmm. I think it's pretty clear they did that, but it's still great that he was even close enough to being as NBA worthy talent that they could pull that off.
And that's the whole thing, man. Like, number one, sometimes like it doesn't have to be so serious where it causes an outrage. Like it is a great moment, a moment that we've only seen one other time in one of the four major sports, at least. I don't know about racing or anything like that, but let it happen. Let it be great. Like, we're talking about game one of 82. We're not saying that they're making Bronny play 35 minutes in the NBA finals. Like, he played 3 minutes in game one of 82 for a special moment. And you kind of touched on a little bit as well, Eddie. The people that are upset, do they understand so many things that have to happen at a high level for that moment to even be able to be contrived? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, LeBron has to still be LeBron. Bronny has to be as good as he is. I know people don't, for whatever reason, don't think he's a good basketball player. Bronny can play. Bronny can hoop. Is he an NBA superstar? I'm not saying that, but is he a guy that's a fringe NBA / overseas? Yes, absolutely. He can hoop. And he's, what, is he still 19 or is he 20 now?
He's 20 now.
He's still a young kid. So there's so many things that had to happen for that to even be a possibility, that if they want to take 3 minutes out of game one in first half of game one to let that moment happen, yeah, contrive the hell out of it. Please do.
Shout out Julius Randle, who immediately attacked him as soon as he got him on him, immediately started backing him.
But and I think, was talking crazy to him, man.
I think, you know, in the perfect world, he makes the shot. I think it's, you know, we get a little bit of reality in that he missed it. And hopefully he plays his way into a decent NBA career or beyond. Like, we truly don't know what he can and can't be. He only plays so many college games. Obviously, he had a health scare. I think it's
his
dope
heart that stopped. Like, yeah. like it's not like, oh, they thought he tore his ACL. No, like, his heart stopped. They were concerned he was going to die.
Yeah. And I think it's, you know, again, people bring up like Jerry Jones and things of that nature. And I know it's different that we don't see that on the court or on the field, but a lot of relationships get a lot of guys in the league, in NFL and MLB and all these leagues get a lot of guys spots in this league. That's business. It's business in a lot of places. I'm on this show right now because I know you guys and we're the homies. Like, you know what I mean? So I can't like turn my.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nose up at that too much. And it's not like it's wholly unearned. Like you said, Bronny is a decent player at prospect. And again, there's another world where he spends a year at Dayton and he scores 18 points a game. And it's like, oh, we're drafting him seven and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. I get why the James family and Clutch and the Lakers and whoever else is involved would not want to leave that all to chance, especially the fact that LeBron is in year 22. I don't care if he thinks he can play until he's 45. Mm-hmm. Anything can happen on any given day, you know. So I enjoyed it. I didn't think I would going in, but I thought it was cool. I mean, I have a son. Like, I laughed at the commercial going in, like, you know.
The cereal one?
Your whole thing growing up is like, I got to beat Pops. And imagine Pops is LeBron. Like, I'm never going to beat Pops. Right. What is this? It's not fair. So, I kind of love that the James family is this public in general. You know what I mean? Because they're wholesome and love and hate LeBron all you want. But that part of it is cool. And it's his daughter's birthday and mom's is there and all this stuff. So, I love seeing that.
I honestly think it's one of the dopest moments, if not the dopest moment of his career.
Yeah.
Like, I would bet he'd say that too.
Oh, I'm sure he would. But like, I mean, when he broke Kareem's record, like, that was dope. Winning for Cleveland was cool. But there was something about, because watching Bronny, there was a feeling of, there is a child on the floor. like there's a kid out there playing professional basketball, and I know that's a professional basketball player, mm-hmm. but because his LeBron was right next to him, it was like, yeah, that is a child out there. Mm-hmm. That's that man's child. I got the one thing I think I've ever saved was that the little pin that they gave you when you walked in that night Sacramento played Cleveland, that first mm-hmm. game. That's in my office somewhere. Mm-hmm. Like, I was at that game.
Yeah.
And did you know it was in Sacramento?
I did not know.
Yeah, like, I don't know if anyone knows.
Somebody's got to ask him that.
Has to. And to think that man's got a grown-ass man in the league with him now is crazy.
Yeah, I'm rooting for Bronny. I feel like, in general, you know, unless you just hate LeBron, and I don't think there's any real reason to hate LeBron. I don't think there's any reason to hate any of these guys, but people hate LeBron. Mm. If you don't hate LeBron, I feel like you should be rooting for Bronny. It's a fun story. And it's tough sitting where he's sitting and the legacy you got to live up to. And that's as big a shadow as it gets. Mm-hmm. And he's going into the family business, quote unquote, and he's trying to forge his own lane. And I tip my hat to him because he could just be at the crib. You know, he could be at UCLA or USC where he went and just taking econ classes and doing whatever. But he's actually like chasing his dream and make something happen.
He's already better than Giannis's brother.
Well, shout out to Thanasis. Get healthy soon.
And less of a problem.
Get healthy soon, Thanasis. The other crazy thing about Bronny is he probably took a pay cut to live his NBA dreams. SC, he was getting paid.
But the Buss family better than me. I would have made Big Bron take a pay cut too. Like, we paying Buddy $2 million. Okay, we need four off this side. Like,
hey, look, Eddie. Our guy, because it seems like me, you, D-Lo, Jesse, we're the only ones that got love for this dude. Our guy, Jason Tatum, is he on a mission? Is he on a mission? These first two games, he was looking like, oh, I heard everything that was said over the summer.
Hey, man, I shot him a text because I've been laughing at him all summer. You've been missing jumpers all summer. What's up, dude? I said, the jumper's back. He's like, all right, chill. But I like that there's the narrative now that he could win an MVP. I talked to him about that a couple years back where it was like, I don't think you can win MVP. Like, you already just averaged 30 on the best team, and that wasn't enough. There's no narrative for you. I think there is one now, like his kind of revenge tour narrative, and he's killing it. He looks great. That team is scary, man. That team is scary, and we can talk about the style of current NBA and all that we want. I saw Nick Wright had a really great rant about this, and I think he's on point. Like, there is a stylistic problem in the NBA that I think fans are kind of reckoning with, and I don't know that the league cares to fix, but the Celtics have maximized that better than anybody. They play true five-out basketball, and you just cannot guard that. You got to hope they miss a bunch of shots. And then if they do, they still got JT, they still got Jaylen Brown, and they can just go get buckets when need be. But going back to JT, man, he looks great. He looks great. He's only 26 years old. He's about to be 27.
That's crazy.
He's like, come on now. He's still going to get better. He's been playing high-level NBA basketball since he came into the league. Mm-hmm. Conference finals his rookie year.
Yeah,
he's bumped into everybody. He's been mentored by everybody. The jumper looks smooth. It's scary what they can do. I think they focus on team. I mean, even in talking to Jason, he's not focused on anything individual besides being better. Mm-hmm. Hearing the noise and just using that as motivation to be better, but it's scary what that team can do.
You think he could be the MVP?
I think my whole thing about MVP is that I always call it the narrative award.
Mm-hmm.
And they take turns with it. They give guys next up. Russ should have won one before he won one. Then he won one. James has won. We've seen this all throughout history. We've seen guys get MVPs that the other guys should have got. We've seen one vote cost one guy from being unanimous. All this stuff happens. I do think Shea and Luka are kind of there. They've just been itching to give them MVPs. And it's not to say they're not great players, obviously, but it's like – this is an award voted on by the media. The media picks who's the most valuable player. But I do think Tatum has that respect level now, whereas, you know, a year ago, 2 years ago, he wasn't viewed in that upper echelon of a Jokic, of a Giannis, the guys who keep winning it. But I do think there is that, like, they're clearly the best team. He's clearly their best player. If he stacks up the stats, then it's hard to argue against that. Do I think he will? No. I mean, I think we might have seen the MVP last night. I hate MVP talk right now.
Yeah, silly.
But all things go right and all things go well. We might have seen that guy yesterday, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, like who's just looks unguardable and ridiculous. And shout out to my guy Chet Holmgren, like he looked incredible too. Mm-hmm. I think those two are the next in line, Shai and Luka. But I think a great season, Jason Tatum put some pressure on him. We'll see.
I think, and this may sound like hate, but I ain't hating. It just is what it is. They want to give it to Luka so bad.
Oh, yeah.
All Luka has to do is finish top four.
But I don't even feel like he was in the conversation last year and he had a good season, no?
It wasn't because of team, right?
Yeah.
Because Jokic. And, like, I truly believe they're done giving it to Jokic. I said the same before, and he won another one, so who knows. But Darius voter fatigue, but then they fought against the voter fatigue by following against with that, and it's a whole thing. But I do think, look, Luka led the league in scoring last year. It took his team to the finals. Like, he's no slouch. Let's not make it like he's
worthy. Like, it's not like he's unworthy.
But I do think he's next in line. I do think there's a lot of, like, self-seeking validation and saying, look, I told you guys about Luka in that draft and you guys want to trade and like stuff. Like, we watch the stories, we watch the guys get on TV and talk about this stuff. I do think he's next in line. I think Shai is right behind him. Guys love Shai, and then they should. But JT can bully his way in that conversation. I think he's already started to. And if it gets to the point where those guys, they win 67, 68 games and he's scoring 32, 33 points a night, it gets hard to say, well, he just doesn't deserve it. He's got a good team. Like, we're penalizing him because Drew Holiday, who two teams cast off in a week, is on his team. Like, that doesn't sound right. So,
yeah.
Derek White was a throw-in to a trade that they developed over there and made better. Like, that doesn't – that penalizes Jason Tatum. Why? I don't understand that.
Silly-ass Luka. Last year, looking at Vlade, you should have drafted me. Bro, shut up, fam. It's 20 years ago, bro. Nobody's even tripping.
I don't think it was 20 years.
Stop. Get the hell out of here. Get out of here. Get out of the goddamn Golden One Center. Goodbye.
But you want Vlade to have a standing O. But
oh, yeah,
you
Vlade does deserve a standing O okay. for what he did as a player. Give him some respect.
Okay. All right. Here is the player.
Or,
Vlade Divac. You can't say here's Vlade Divac. You have to say the player.
I say don't boo him. That's what I say more.
Okay, well, just sit on your hands.
That's all you got to do.
Just sit on your hands. Let the arena lights light up and keep it moving. You been to G1C? You've been gone for a while, yeah.
I've been multiple times.
Oh, okay.
I pulled up on him one time at the G1C.
I've been in there. I love that arena. Voted number one. I seen that.
Yeah, man.
Ron Artest made his grand return yesterday.
He did. He did, and Reggie Jackson was there, too. So
Stat King's legend.
Cedric the Entertainer.
Cedric the Entertainer was there.
Ted was there. What was Ted doing there?
No one knows. Like,
seen Ted in the elevator.
Random celebrities.
What? So look, I saw Ted in the elevator. I was like, oh, I didn't hear Damian wrong. He did say Ted the Entertainer. I thought I heard you wrong earlier. He told me that earlier in the day. I was like, oh, he really is here.
Kenny thought I was making it up. Like, what stupid ass thing can I tell Kenny? I know. Cedric the Entertainer is at the Kings.
I thought he was like using that as a nickname for some player. And I meant to go, like, look at the roster and see, like, who you were talking. And then we did something else. And then I remembered when I saw him, I said, oh, that's what he meant when he said Seth the Entertainer. He's really here.
Premium seating for Seth, too.
Like, hell yeah.
He didn't get that baseline joint. He got right in the middle.
He got right. You amped up for your boy in the King tonight? They said it's the 41st matchup between LeBron and KD tonight.
I'm excited, man. I mean, big win for them the other night, obviously. Like, mm-hmm. I would hate to watch Kevin have to defend the best player on the other team for 40 minutes again mm-hmm. at 36 years old. You're 18, 19. Like, I would hate to watch that again. Mm-hmm. Let's win it in regulation. But I'm excited, man. You know, it's crazy. Since I met Kevin, they didn't play against each other for multiple years for various reasons. And it was literally since I met him. And it didn't play in the All-Star game. They knew nothing. They never played. So the time they finally played, it was in Phoenix. I couldn't make it. I still have not seen them together. I flew out to L.A. one time, missed it, the whole thing. It was a whole thing. So I'm going to catch them this year for sure. I got to catch them playing. But no, I'm always excited to see that. I mean, I think you see it on their faces too. They understand there's only so many of these left.
Yeah.
And they matter. You know, these dudes played in the finals, and Kevin was 21 years old. And I think amongst the brotherhood of the NBA players, right, they look around and they know who the guys are. Mm-hmm. And especially if you come from urban America or whatever you want to call it, you come from the block, you come from the hood. Mm-hmm. Those dudes were thrust into situations at 18, 19 years old and trusted to build cities up and build organizations up and did that. Mm-hmm. You know, Kevin, they took a team, uprooted it, took it to another city and said, okay, on your back, we're going to make this a $1 billion franchise and did that. So, like, those dudes know what that life is, and it's only a few of them in the league. And so they always have that bond on top of them just being the homies in general. So they're excited to play. I'm excited to watch them play. I hope the right team wins and the Lakers go home with the L.
Please.
I ain't going to argue against that. Eddie, always great to talk to you, man. We appreciate you making time for us on these Fridays.
Of course, guy. Hey, man, don't wear that hat next time, man. You ain't learned?
Come on, man. It's 49er Friday, man. What you talking about, man? Every Friday is 49er Friday. Unless they go more than two games under 500, then they got to work their way back up. But, yeah, right now it's still 49er Friday, baby. Come on now.
All right, man. All
right. Appreciate you, bro.
All right, bro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.